catching up with the National Pork Board at the National Association Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Visiting with Neil Hull, who's the Director of Domestic Market Development here at NAFB. And when we talk with the National Pork Board, one big thing that comes up is Taste What Pork Can Do. That's a big campaign that you guys just launched. So maybe outline that.
Yeah, it's been a while in the making, but it's really focused on how do we make pork relevant to younger consumers. Our core consumer today and for probably the last three decades has been boomers and older Gen X, still critically important to the category, but we know to move the needle going into the future, we need to focus on Gen Zs and millennials, and it's really how do you make pork relevant to them because they consume food different, they think about food different, it's not that heavy center of the plate pork chop or ribs. It's more as pork as an ingredient. So that's really the basis for the campaign.
Yeah. And all that research that has gone in behind just those statistics that you just said, it's really interesting, especially when you start looking at that campaign. So a lot of work went into that.
A lot of work. And it's really grounded in the data and understanding who the consumer is, how they think about food, where they shop for food, how much money they spend on food, and where they live. Because I like to tell our producers that a third of the U.S. population's in four states, right? And then you get to the next six, you got 10 states that have 50% of the U.S. population. Typically, those areas are not big pork production areas, but lots of pork consumption. So the campaign is focused in those high population markets. Then we're working with our local state associations to really be the boots on the ground in those markets where you wouldn't necessarily see the national campaign.
Yeah. And when you talk about feedback, I guess, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the initial launch, you know?
It's been very positive. I mean, there's a great opportunity for animal protein, right? It's becoming very, very popular, and there's a very great opportunity for pork. As you look at competing proteins and a consumer that's trying to stretch their food dollar, pork fits really well into that. And the whole campaign's focused on flavor, right? Because we can carry flavor across a lot of different cuts, and it's a whole hog approach, right? Because with flavor, and we know that younger consumers have an affinity for flavor, for convenience. So think about bacon, think about sausage, think about charcuterie. So we're trying to use those items that they already have an affinity for that sometimes they don't know that they're eating pork, right? They don't associate it with pork. And then we're bringing them back over to the fresh category.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, I feel like, just how this generation is changing, and especially getting it into your retailers and getting them to adopt the campaign as well. That's probably going to be a challenge, but I'm sure it's gone over well so far.
It's gone over really well. And, you know, one of the mindsets is, you know, as we try to reach younger consumers, it's going to require a change in mindset sometimes of the items that we merchandise, right? I always think about my daughters and a whole pork shoulder. They don't know what it is and they don't know what to do with it. But when you talk through the lens of it could be pork carnitas, it could be pulled pork, or it could be al pastor. So we're really trying to look at the campaign through the lens of food and beautiful food photography to really inspire the consumer to taste what pork can do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Any last words, any message to our Midwestern pork producers?
Well, I just want them to know that we're working hard on their behalf, and it's all about getting more consumers to eat more pork more often. So we're going to continue to keep our foot on the pedal, if you will, and drive the needle for pork.
Yeah, build that domestic demand.
That's
so
right.
And again, that's Neil Hull, who is the Director of Domestic Market Development with the National Pork Board. And for WNAX, I'm Danielle Drotzman.